朝鲜战争后
After the Korean War,
由美军战俘
From American prisoners,
不愿意回美国
Don't want to return to the United States,
愿意去中国的，这你知道吗？
What do you know about going to China?
大家好
Hello everyone,
我是秀才骑士
I'm a Scholonite,
欢迎大家关注
Welcome everyone to follow
秀才讲历史
A literate man tells history
朝鲜战争中战争的遣返是按照自愿遣返的原则进行
In the Korean War, the repatriation of soldiers was carried out on the principle of voluntary repatriation
那自愿遣返
Voluntarily deported
对于双方的战俘都是这样
For both sides, it was like this
不仅中朝战俘可以自愿选择
Not only can Chinese prisoners of war be voluntarily chosen
要不要回去联合国军战俘
Should I go back to the United Nations military prisoners
也可以自愿选择
You can also choose voluntarily
那有人说那不废话吗
Some people say that's not a waste of words, is it?
难道还有美军战俘不愿意回美国的吗
Are there still American prisoners of war who refuse to return to the United States?
还真有
There really are
最开始是有23名美军战俘不愿意回去
Initially, there were 23 American prisoners of war who refused to return
那根据双方协定
According to the agreement between the two parties,
这些战俘都被送到印度军队控制的战俘营。
These prisoners of war were sent to a POW camp controlled by the Indian Army.
双方派出代表进行劝解。
Both sides sent representatives to mediate.
那经过劝解
After being persuaded,
有两名战俘同意回去。
Two prisoners agreed to return.
那剩下21名美军战俘
The remaining 20 American prisoners of war
坚决不愿意回美国
Absolutely refused to return to the United States.
在战争结束后
After the war
他们是来到了中国
They have come to China.
这在今天我们很多人看来是不可思议的
This seems unbelievable to many of us today.
现在有多少人想要加入美国国籍而求之不得
How many people are now eager to obtain American citizenship?
但是在当时却有人不愿意回美国
However, at that time, some people were unwilling to return to the United States.
愿意去中国生活
Willing to live in China.
那这样的事情确实就发生了。
That's exactly what happened.
历史
History
有时候就是很诡异。
Sometimes it's just really weird.
为什么会发生呢
？Why does this happen？
一方面是这些战俘对美国社会有各种不满。
On the one hand, these prisoners have various grievances against American society.
你比如说黑人战俘对美国社会的不满
For example, the dissatisfaction of African-American prisoners with American society
就是很好理解的
That's very easy to understand
在上世纪五十年代
In the 1950s
美国社会对黑人的歧视还是很明显的
The discrimination against African-Americans in American society is still very obvious.
这里说的不是说美国民众对黑人观念上的那种歧视。
This is not referring to the racial discrimination that American citizens have towards black people.
这种歧视估计什么时候都有。
This kind of discrimination is bound to happen.
而是美国这个国家对黑人进行制度上的歧视。
Instead, the United States practiced systemic discrimination against black people.
你比如说公交车实行种族隔离。
For example, you say that public transportation is racially segregated.
黑人必须坐后排。
Black people must sit in the back seat.
如果座位不够。
If there are not enough seats.
黑人。
Black people.
必须给白人让座。
You must give up your seat to a white person.
餐厅。
Restaurant.
旅馆。
Hotel.
理发店都分为白人专用和有色人种专用。
Barber shops are divided into white only and black only.
如果黑人进入白人专用的餐厅。
If black people enter restaurants that are only for white people.
需要被警察逮捕的。
Those who need to be arrested by the police.
那么黑人孩子必须去黑人。
Then black children must go to black schools.
学校不能去白人。
Schools should not be for white people.
学校。
School.
很多南方的大学从制度上就拒绝录取黑人学生。
Many universities in the South refused to admit black students from the beginning.
那么这些制度性的歧视是到20世纪60年代才废除的。那你想，黑人士兵在战场上和白人士兵同样是出生入死。
So these systemic discriminations were abolished only in the 1960s, and you want black soldiers to fight on the battlefield with white soldiers, equally risking their lives.
但是他们回到国内却还要受到不公平的对待。
However, they still face unfair treatment when they return to their home country.
那很多黑人士兵的心理自然就不平衡。
Many black soldiers' psychology is naturally unbalanced.
这种对黑人制度性的歧视确实是美国社会的问题。
This systemic discrimination against African Americans is indeed a problem in American society.
那也有一些白人战俘
There were also some white prisoners.
也对美国社会不满
Also dissatisfied with American society.
这是为什么呢
Why is this?
你说他们又不受歧视是吧
You mean they are not discriminated against?
那就是因为他们在美国社会混得不好
That's because they didn't do well in American society.
他们通常处于社会底层。
They are usually at the bottom of society.
生活也比较艰苦。
Life is also quite difficult.
他们把这些归咎于美国社会。
They attribute this to American society.
当然美国社会之前也确实出现过一些问题。
Of course, there have also been some problems in American society in the past.
比如说1929年的经济大危机。
For example, the economic crisis of 1929.
那因此他们就觉得美国不好。
Therefore, they think America is bad.
他们认为去中国能过得更好。
They believe that they can live better in China.
我们有句话叫混得差。
We have a saying called doing poorly.
不能怨社会。这句话是不一定。
It's not necessarily true that you can't blame society.
对，那在美国对黑人存在制度性歧视的情况下
In the context of systemic discrimination against African Americans in the United States,
你混不好
You're not doing well.
你当然可以怨社会
Of course, you can complain about society.
当美国陷入1929年经济大危机的时候
When the United States fell into the 1929 economic crisis,
很多美国人混不好。
Many Americans are struggling.
当然可以怨社会。
Of course, you can complain about society.
这是社会的原因。
This is due to social reasons.
不是个人的原因。
Not for personal reasons.
但是这句话也不能反过来说，说混不好。
However, this cannot be used to say that if you don't study hard, you will fail.
就一定该怨社会。也有很多情况。
There should definitely be some to blame, and there are many situations.
确实是自己不努力。
Indeed, it's because of my own lack of effort.
还是应该具体问题具体分析。
Still need to analyze specific problems.
那如果自己混得差。
But if I'm doing poorly.
那要分析一下到底是什么原因。
That requires analyzing the underlying reasons.
是社会的问题呢？
Is it a social problem?
还是自己个人的问题？分析清楚。
It's a matter of personal analysis and understanding.
这个就能让我们做出更合理的选择。
This allows us to make more reasonable choices.
如果是个人的问题。
If it's a personal matter.
那你就得改变自己。
Then you have to change yourself.
如果是社会的问题。
If it's a social issue.
你有没有能力改变这个社会。
You don't have the ability to change this society.
那你可以考虑换一个社会生活。
You can consider changing your social life.
最起码这21个美军战俘。
At the very least, these 21 American prisoners of war
选择不回美国。
Choose not to return to the United States.
去中国。
Go to China.
表明他们认为他们混不好。
This indicates that they believe they cannot get along with others.
主要是美国社会的问题。
Mainly about the problems in American society.
并且他们认为在中国可以生活的比美国更好。
And they believe that living in China is better than living in the United States.
那另一方面。
On the other hand,
志愿军优待战俘的政策对他们的思想转变也起了很大作用。
The policy of treating prisoners of war by the people's volunteers also played a significant role in their ideological transformation.
不得不说
，It must be said，
人民军队的战俘政策对于瓦解敌人的军心确实作用非常大。
The People's Army's policy on prisoners of war has indeed had a significant effect on demoralizing the enemy's troops.
三大纪律八项注意里面就有一条，不准虐待战俘。
One of the three rules and eight points of attention in the three rules and eight points of attention is that prisoners should not be mistreated.
在朝鲜战场上。
In the Korean War,
志愿军也是这样做的。
The people's volunteers also did so.
1950年11月7号
November 7, 1950,
军委总政治部就指示志愿军所属人员必须严格遵守俘虏政策。
The General Political Department of the Central Military Commission instructed the personnel of the People's Volunteer Army to strictly adhere to the policy of surrendering to the enemy.
做到第一。
First,
保证生命安全。
Ensure life safety.
第二。
Second,
不收俘虏药包。
Do not accept prisoner of war packages.
第三。
Third,
不虐待俘虏。
Do not mistreat prisoners.
第四。
Fourth,
对伤病俘虏进行治疗。
Treat wounded prisoners.
在战俘营当中。
In the prisoner of war camp.
美军战俘的伙食比志愿军普通士兵要好得多。
The food for the captured communist soldiers was much better than that of the regular soldiers of the volunteers.
基本相当于志愿军团营级干部的水平。
Roughly equivalent to the level of a company level officer in a volunteer unit.
为了丰富战俘的文化生活。
To enrich the cultural life of prisoners.
志愿军还专门在各个战俘营都建立了俱乐部。
The people's volunteers also specifically established clubs in various prisoner camps.
经常组织战俘进行一些文体活动。
Often organize prisoners to participate in some literary and artistic activities.
还专门让演出队给他们进行演出。
They also specifically arranged for the performance team to perform for them.
在1952年11月
In November 1952,
战俘银行举办了一次规模宏大
The POW camp also hosted a large-scale event.
有十几个国家战俘参加的奥林匹克运动会
There are Olympic Games with prisoners from over 10 countries participating.
运动会历时14天。
The sports meet lasted for 14 days.
参赛选手500多人。
There are over 500 contestants.
这在世界战争史上也是绝无仅有的。
This is also unique in World War history.
而且志愿军还通过一切渠道把战俘写给家里的信。
In addition, the people's volunteers also used all channels to write letters to their families.
送到他们家人手上。
Deliver to their families.
据统计
According to statistics,
在两年多的时间里
In 2 years,
志愿军管理的战俘营共为战俘发出12万多封信。
The POWs in the camps managed by the people's volunteers received over 120,000 letters.
那这些举动对美国黑人战俘的冲击
The impact of these actions on American black prisoners
那是不用说的
That goes without saying.
在美国
In the United States
他们受到自己同胞的歧视
They were discriminated against by their own compatriots.
没想到在战俘营当中却能受到对方看守这么平等和人道的对待。
I was surprised to find that I was treated so equally and humanely by the guards in the prison.
那即便是白人战俘也会受到感化。
Even the white prisoners of war will be influenced.
这么优待战俘的
Such a generous treatment of prisoners
在战争史上还是很少见的。
This is a rare occurrence in the history of war.
在二战的时候
During World War Roman II,
德军对苏联战俘很残酷。
The Germans were very cruel to Soviet prisoners of war.
但是对英美战俘的态度总体上还是可以的。
However, the attitude towards British and American prisoners was generally acceptable.
但是也没有好到说把战俘的伙食提高到德军营级军官的水平啊。
But it didn't get to the point where we had to raise the prisoners' rations to the level of the German attacking officers.
在各种考虑下
Under various considerations,
最后有21名美军战俘
Finally, there were 21 American prisoners of war.
就没有选择回美国。
No choice to return to the United States.
选择去了中国。
Choose to go to China.
中国政府当时对他们是非常优待的。
The Chinese government was very generous to them at that time.
这些人逃离了万恶的资本主义。
These people escaped from the evil capitalism.
来到了美好的社会主义
arrived in a wonderful socialist society.
这是绝佳的宣传素材吗
This is a great promotional material.
他们在中国受到了远超中国普通百姓甚至普通干部的超国民待遇
They received a supernatural treatment in China far exceeding that of ordinary Chinese citizens and even ordinary officials.
这和他们在战俘营中受到的待遇是一脉相承的。
This is a continuation of what they experienced in the POW camps.
而我们中国的做法也是一脉相承的。
And our Chinese approach is also consistent with this.
现在中国对国际友人一般也是给予超国民待遇。
Currently, China generally grants supranational status to foreign nationals.
那中国政府一般是先安排他们到大学里面学习中文。
The Chinese government usually arranges for them to study Chinese in universities first.
学会中文以后
After learning Chinese.
有的是留在大学里面。
Some stay in college.
当英语老师，有的是到工厂里面当翻译。
When the English teacher is working as a translator in a factory.
当时给他们开的工资非常高。
At that time, their salaries were very high.
月薪大概是80元到100元人民币。
The monthly salary is about 80 to 100 RMB.
当时一名普通工人的月薪只有20块到30块人民币。
At that time, the monthly salary of an ordinary worker was only 20 to 30 RMB.
一个五口之家
A family of five.
一个月的伙食费也才不到15块。
The monthly food expenses are less than 15.
那政府还为他们提供了专门的宿舍。
The government also provided them with a dedicated chef.
甚至配有食堂和专门的厨师。
Even with a cafeteria and dedicated chefs.
他们可以吃到当时普通人根本见不到的黄油面包和大量的肉类。
They could eat butter bread and a lot of meat, which were things that ordinary people couldn't see.
他们被允许去大连。
They were allowed to go to Dalian,
杭州、
Hangzhou,
北京等城市免费带薪旅游。
Prepaid vacation in cities like Beijing.
这在当时对普通中国人来说
This was a big deal for ordinary Chinese people at the time.
几乎是不可想象的
Almost unimaginable.
中国政府将他们视为意识形态斗争的重大胜利
The Chinese government views them as a major victory in the ideological struggle.
因此在政治上给予了极高的尊重。
Therefore, it was given the highest political respect.
把他们称为和平战士。
Call them peace fighters.
经常邀请他们参加国庆观礼。
Frequently invite them to attend the National Day viewing.
在婚姻方面。
In terms of marriage.
为了让他们扎根，中国政府在涉外婚姻极其罕见。
In order to make it rare for foreign couples to marry in China,
且严格管控的年代
and in the era of strict control,
为他们提供了极大的便利。
This provides them with great convenience.
单位领导一般充当门人。
Unit leaders generally act as gatekeepers.
主动帮他们物色对象。
Actively help them find a spouse.
他们大部分都在中国结了婚。
Most of them got married in China.
生了孩子。
Born a child.
有的是和中国女性结婚。
Some are married to Chinese women.
有的是和苏联女性、东欧女性结婚。
Some of them married Soviet women or Eastern European women.
苏联、东欧。
Units of leadership.
当时。
At that time.
社会主义国家和中国关系密切。
Socialist countries and China have a close relationship.
有很多人员往来，而苏联。
There are many people coming and going between the Soviet Union and.
东欧毕竟是基督教文化。
Eastern Europe is, after all, a Christian culture.
在文化上和这些美国人更接近。
More culturally close to these Americans.
那按理来说。
Therefore,
待遇这么好
so good,
他们应该能在中国好好生活下去了吧
They should be able to live happily in China.
其实并没有
Actually, there isn't.
最后是只有两个人在中国终老
Finally, they lived together until death.
那严格来说只有一个人
Strictly speaking, there is only one person.
因为其中一个人是道格拉斯
Because one of them is Doublers.
他是在1954年就在中国病逝了。
He died in China in 1954.
他们是1953年来到中国。
They came to China in 1953.
1954年他就病逝了。
In 1954, he died.
他只在中国待了一年。
He only stayed in China for 1 year.
因为他身体原因，非常年轻的时候就去世了。
Because he died at a very young age due to his physical condition.
他不算是终老。
He is not a lifelong partner.
那严格来说
，Strictly speaking，
只有一个人在中国是待了一辈子。
Only one person in China has lived there for a lifetime.
那就是温恩瑞斯。
That's Wenbury.
中国人叫他老温。
They call him Old Wen.
他一直在中国生活。
He has been living in China.
一直到2004年在济南去世。
Died in Jinan in 2004.
享年82岁。
Died at the age of 82.
那么其他19个人在文革之前都回到了美国。
So the other 19 people had returned to the United States before the Cultural Revolution.
第一批七个人是在55年到57年回国。
The first group of 7 people returned from 1955 to 1957.
这七个人最先是对在中国的生活不适应。
These seven people were the first to adapt to life in China.
他们文化程度普遍不高。
They generally have low cultural levels.
中文也学不好。
I can't learn Chinese either.
有严重的语言障碍。
A severe language barriers.
那么政治学习更学不好了。
Then the political learning will be worse.
感觉没办法适应。
I feel like I can't adapt.
就最早申请回国。
Apply as early as possible.
那第二批是八个人。
The second batch consisted of 8 people.
是在58年到63年回国。
Returned to China from 1958 to 1963.
那这个时候中国已经开始经历大飞跃时期。
At this time, China had already begun to experience a period of rapid development.
生活极度困难。
Life is extremely difficult.
同时中苏关系恶化。
At the same time, the relationship between the two parties deteriorated.
中国的政治环境也不乐观。
The political environment in China is also not optimistic.
这八个人就先后回国了。
These 8 people have returned to their home country one after another.
第三批四个人是在文革前夕回国的。
The third group of 4 people returned during the eve of the Cultural Revolution.
当时的政治气氛已经越来越紧张了。
The political atmosphere was becoming increasingly tense.
一些美国战俘已经受到怀疑了。
Some American POWs have been suspected.
他们预感到一场政治风暴将要来临。
They sensed that a political storm was coming.
就都回到了美国。那个黑人战俘。
All of them returned to the United States, that black prisoner of war.
回到美国后
Upon returning to the United States,
在国会听证会上还公开说我在中国受到的待遇比在我的家乡孟菲斯好多了。
I also openly said in the hearing that I received better treatment in China than in my hometown of Memphis.
他虽然嘴上这么说
Although he said so,
但他们的身体都很诚实。
But their bodies were honest.
他们在中国生活了一些年之后
After living in China for a few years,
最终还是决定回到了美国
Finally decided to return to the United States.
那你为啥不像老温那样留在中国呢？是吧？
Why didn't you stay in China like old Wen?
他们回到美国后
After they returned to the United States,
虽然也受到了 FBI 的调查
although also investigated by the FBI,
但是都没有被关押
but none of them were arrested.
只是美国社会民众对他们有很大看法
just the American people have a lot of opinions.
当时正是冷战呀。
It was during the Cold War.
他们投向了苏联阵营。
They sided with the Soviet bloc.
那美国民众对他们自然没有好看法。
Americans don't have a good way to deal with their natural disasters.
他们想找体面一点的工作一般都比较困难。
They generally find it difficult to find a decent job.
因为老板普遍会做背景调查嘛。
Because bosses usually do background checks.
但如果他们是自己做生意。
But if they were doing business themselves.
那影响就不大。
That won't make much of a difference.
有些人在中国学会了中餐。
Some people learned Chinese cuisine in China.
回美国开了中餐馆。
Opened a Chinese restaurant in the United States.
也能赚一些钱。
Also earn some money.
但是最起码他们不会受到政治冲击呀。
But at least they won't be affected by politics.
只有老温一个人留了下来。
Only Lao Wen was left.
老温在文革期间也被贴上了美国特务的标签。
Old Wen was also labeled as an American spy during the Cultural Revolution.
在周总理的亲自干预下。
Under the direct intervention of Premier Xu,
他才幸免于难。
He was lucky to survive.
活到了2004年。
In 2004.
所以在面临关键选择的时候
Therefore, when facing a critical choice,
就能充分体现出选择比努力更重要。
This can fully demonstrate that choosing is more important than effort.
好
Okay.
今天就讲到这里。
That's all for today.
下次再会。最后推广一下我的会员服务。
Promote my membership service again.
我现在会把一半视频设置为付费。
I will now set half of the videos to paid.
如果单个付费就是5元。
If the individual payment is 5 yuan,
一个加入会员就可以全部免费看。
Once you become a member, you can watch everything for free.
加入会员还有以下好处。
Here are the benefits of becoming a member.
第一
First,
免费获取所有视频文件，下载保存，转发起来也会更方便。
Get all video files for free, download and save and share it. It will be more convenient.
第二
Second,
免费获取视频转号的音频。
Get the audio for video sharing for free.
很多朋友是在开车的时候
Many friends met me while I was driving.
停，做家务的时候
While doing housework.
停，晚上熄灯躺下的时候停。不需要看视频画面。
Listen to the sound of the lights turning off and lying down at night without needing to watch the video screen.
听音频会更方便。
Listening to audio will be more convenient.
第三。
Third.
加入群聊。
Join the group chat.
随时提问。
Feel free to ask questions.
我随时答疑解惑。
I'm always here to answer your questions.
第四
Fourth,
私人定制我的讲解内容。
Create a personalized explanation for me.
第五
Fifth,
每天晚上9点开通在线群聊，解答会员疑问。
Every evening at 9 p.m, an online group chat will be opened to answer member questions.
第六
Six,
后续产品服务可以享受折扣。
Subsequent products and services can enjoy discounts.
总之
In conclusion,
加入会员好处多多。
There are many benefits to joining.
现在会员分为以下几种。
Currently, members are divided into the following categories.
月度会员18块。
Monthly membership is 18.
季度会员38块。
Quarterly membership is 38.
年度会员98块。
Annual membership is 98 yuan.
这些有时限的会员可以获取会员期内发布的。
These available members can get the content released during their membership period.
购视频，终身会员是500块。
All video lifetime members are 500 yuan.
可以获取我制作的。
I can get it made.
所有视频，包括之前发布的和之后发布的，发布出来的和没有发布出来的。
All videos, including those previously released, those that have been released, and those that have not been released.
没有时间限制。
No time limit.
希望大家多多加入。
Hope everyone joins in.
如果想加入，就和我联系啊。
If you want to join, contact me.